Hey, what gives? Where'd our bikes go? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. For those of you joining this channel for the first time, welcome. The Input English channel provides content for comprehensible input. Comprehensible input is the modern trend in language learning. It is underpinned with nearly 50 years of scientific evidence and experience showing that it is an efficient way to acquire a language. No more studying grammar, no more memorization. If you're new to comprehensible input, this channel has a lot of videos that explain exactly how it works and how you can take advantage of this resource. So let's get started with our story. Today we find Craig and Trevor wanting to go to a movie. They decided to invite Rusty to go with them. Rusty is the new boy in their class. He just moved into the area. All three of these boys are 11 years old. They're in sixth grade and they go to a middle school. They're all in the same class. Trevor wanted to go to the new Captain America movie, and that is playing in a theater about 5 miles from where they live. They have ridden their bicycles to that theater in the past, and it's okay with the parents. Their path is along very quiet streets with a good bike path, so their parents are assured that it is a safe and reasonable thing to do. So on this day, they agreed to go to the early afternoon showing of Captain America. And after lunch, the three boys got together in the park to start their bicycle ride of approximately 5 miles to get to the theater. They estimated that it would take them about 25 minutes, less than 30 minutes, so they allowed that much time. They got there in plenty of time, and they locked their bicycles to the bike racks. Now, Rusty didn't have a bike lock, so he locked his bike with Craig's bike on one bike rack. And then the other bike rack that Trevor used was actually further away. Trevor was happy to do that, and he locked his own bike there. They went in and paid for their tickets. They watched the movie. And they bought some popcorn and sodas. When the movie was over, they stepped out of the theater into the bright lights, and their eyes had not yet adjusted. It was very bright outside, and it took them a few seconds to let their eyes adjust. When Craig looked over to his bike, he was surprised. It was missing. Trevor proceeded to his bike and unlocked it. Craig and Rusty went to the bike rack and their bikes were missing, and the cable lock, the bike lock that was used to secure them, had been cut. The thief had left the lock. This was not good news for these boys because they're now 5 miles from home. Craig regretted that his parents did not provide him with a cell phone. It would have come in handy today. But Trevor has a cell phone, so that shouldn't be a problem. At that point, Trevor rode past them very quickly. Trevor was riding on the sidewalk, not on the street, and he was going way too fast. He missed them by inches and then disappeared around the corner. And this all happened before Craig could tell him that he should call Craig's parents so that they could get a ride home. They're 5 miles from home. After Trevor's abrupt disappearance, Rusty turned to Craig and said, "I would have thought that he would have helped us. Not much of a friend." Craig defended Trevor, said, "Well, he's okay. He probably had something to do." It was Rusty who said, "Well, if we have to walk home, let's get started." They walked about a block, and then they thought about their options as they were going. They discussed their options. Between the two of them, they had 26 cents in change. Neither one of them had a cell phone. Rusty said, well, if this was a big emergency, we could go into a shop and have them call the police, but this really isn't an emergency. It's just a problem. We can probably walk home in an hour and a half or so. Craig nodded. He'd never walked 5 miles that he knew of, but he figured if he can ride it on his bicycle, he can walk it. So they proceeded to retrace their steps home, and it took them an hour and 35 minutes. On the way home, Rusty and Craig discussed the problem of Trevor and his behavior. In general, Craig defended his friend, but they agreed that Trevor's behavior was not very supportive and not very helpful. They did not come up with a good plan for how to change Trevor's behavior. It was Rusty who pointed out that Trevor's just kind of selfish and that hopefully as he gets older, he'll outgrow that. Then Rusty stopped himself and thought, or maybe he won't. Maybe that's just the way he is. When they got to the park, they split up and each went to their own house. When Craig came in, Kathy expressed relief. She wondered where he was and why it took him so long to get home. Craig explained, and he was still carrying the severed bike lock. He brought it home as evidence that he had not lost his bike. It had indeed been stolen. Kathy took in all this information and said, well, let me call the police and report this bike as stolen, because we need a police report to file our insurance claim. Then she told Craig that it was good that he brought the destroyed bike lock as evidence. Dinner was already cooking, and it was kind of on autopilot. It didn't need any of her attention. The food was just simmering and cooking. So she had some time to call the police department. She went online and looked up the non-emergency number and talked to the police department. They transferred her to an officer who would take down the information on the telephone. She gave them all the details and offered to bring the bike lock by so that they could take a look at it. She was told that wasn't really necessary. She was told that the police report would be available to her in one day, and that she would get a copy in an email. It turns out that the reception in Rusty's house of this information was much the same, and they reported the bike as stolen as well. The following week, both boys went shopping with their moms to acquire a new bike, because an 11-year-old boy trying to get around this town is much better off with a bicycle. Both boys were issued new and stronger bike locks. Part of the problem was the flimsy nature of that cable bike lock. It was way too easy to cut and steal the bike. So the new bike lock is much stronger. Both boys, and really everybody involved, was reminded that although people are basically good, there is a criminal element at work, and one needs to be aware of that and prepared for that. There was really nothing that Craig or Rusty should have done differently. Arguably, their bike lock should have been more sturdy, but other than that, there was nothing to do to mitigate the risk of their bikes being stolen. It's just a fact of life that occasionally something gets stolen. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.